All right, we didn't really get to get into that Thursday night game. The Bucks blew it. That fumble late by Bucky Irving, who's a really good player, but you can't put the ball on the ground in that situation.
No, you can't. No matter if you're a rookie or not. And what's his name? Cool?
He was lucky. Kicker?
He was lucky.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you missed those two early back-to-back, then you got one blocked. One was low and looked like it was going right anyway.
How about when he he missed them back-to-back? They got bailed out, and it was the same miss.
Yes.
That was crazy.
And then the next one, the way he was lined up, I'm like, where is he kicking this ball? And then when he kicked it, and it just started to like be like a fade.
Yeah.
I think it was going to miss. He was going to miss that one, too. It just happened to be blocked.
It did come out low.
It came out low as hell.
But what was crazy is, I mean, if you
didn't even went to work.
If you're Tampa, you are just furious with how this thing went down.
What defense they were playing? They were playing drop back and let them set up.
Dude,
they didn't blitz.
And Bowles is so aggressive by nature. And then late in that game, you didn't do any of it.
Kirk had 220 yards in the first half.
Well, Twitter was going crazy that Kirk kind of struggles. Kirk's a good quarterback, clearly.
Yeah.
Against man, he generally has more trouble than he does against zone.
Yes.
And they played exclusively zone.
And he picked their asses apart.
Totally. It was
He was on one. And when you have 220 in the first half, you go, oh, he's having a day. He had more than that after he came out of the locker room. He had 509 yards passing.
Right. I mean, have you ever been in a game where somebody went for 500?
I saw somebody go for damn near 500 against us.
Who's that?
Was it Boomer Esiason? Not Boomer.
Again, when he was with the Jets?
The Cardinals. It was a quarterback.
It could have been Boomer. He was on the Cardinals.
With the Cardinals, and then the next week they benched him because they claimed something was wrong, but he had a clause in his contract if he just took a snap the next week. He got paid like $1 million, and the NFLPA came in. He got his money. But he did it against us.
Listen to this, dude. Now, granted, some of this is Harbaugh's running the show out there, and they're running the football a ton. Kirk threw for 509 last night, right? 509 is just nuts. Justin Herbert on the season, and he's missed a little bit of time, I think, has 539. Hell, what does Jaden have on the year, passing-wise?
About 700, 800, something like that.
You think it's that much?
Yeah. He had over 200 twice.
897.
Yeah.
That is remarkable from Kirk last night. There's also we all have to address something. The notion of primetime Kirk is antiquated. He's actually pretty good on primetime. They're 2-1. For whatever reason, the Falcons are on primetime every night, it seems. They're 2-1 so far this year. Mm-hmm. They beat the Eagles, beat the Bucks last night. They did lose to the Chiefs in kind of questionable fashion late in that thing. Kirk's records now that he's starting to put up numbers-wise.
He's putting up numbers, but he's going to have to win a big game. I mean, we can sit up here and talk about regular season games all we want. Quarterbacks are not judged by regular season. They're judged by playoffs. And in the playoffs, he's not good.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. So there are a lot of people with gaudy numbers, but in crunch time, they don't make it happen. Thursday night football is not going to make him a hero.
Yeah, no. Do you remember when Stafford won the Super Bowl for the Rams a couple years back? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, Matt Stafford, you got to think about the Hall of Fame for him. And I just didn't.
Once you win a Super Bowl, they start talking about that.
Right, but Stafford's a really good player. I don't think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but the numbers eventually will prove compared to what has constituted getting into the Hall of Fame.
If you win playoff games in a Super Bowl, they're skewed. But when you win, that's why I think playoff games and Super Bowls are far more source to rely on than you just having big numbers throughout the regular season. Because they can't touch you. Everything is catered to the offense in this day and age.
But dude,
so they're going to have way more yards than the guys in the past.
Kirk's career numbers, 40,000. 1,000 passing yards, 278 touchdowns to 115 picks.
Okay, I'm asking this question. He had tons of yards here too, and he was. They didn't like him here. I can say that, but still, fans were frustrated too because he couldn't win. Couldn't do the big stuff. And I think ultimately he's gonna have those numbers. I mean, you see,
he dropped a "you like that" in the locker room last night.
Like you see, like guys, we'll talk about nobody not passing over 3,000 yards, things of that nature, back in the day because it was an all around game. Today it's just a passing game, right. So they're gonna have gaudy numbers.
Here's a number where Kirk is damn near undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what his career earnings to date are?
Probably about $400 million.
$300 million. $294 million.
All right. Well,
he's
getting it done. And like, see, that's the thing about it. Like the whole thing about football in this day and age, the winning comes second to the stats.
I think that's what separates Mahomes is that the winning is
he wins,
and I think Brady too.
They put up the numbers,
the best,
and then they win.
The but best saying, are the winners because Mahomes.
Everybody
numbers,
else get paid just because of a certain stat. If you get over 4,000 yard passing, you're gonna make some money.
Yeah, I mean the money. I don't think you can get too caught up in the money in pro sports because it's just so massive that I think fans at times start to resent it. Like if you look at the NBA and you got. Got the seventh man on a roster is making 14
mil. Yeah, but it's not resenting the money. It's we look at, he had 500 yards passing the game. They won the game. It's a regular season game on Thursday night, week 5. I care less. I want to know what he does on the first week of a playoff game when he plays in the Super Bowl.
What do you think of Baker? I thought Baker was pretty good.
Baker was it was good. And I mean, he was more efficient because – at one point, Baker had 3 touchdowns. Kirk had 3. Kirk had thrown the ball 47 times. Baker had thrown it like 18 times.
Baker was super efficient.
That's what I'm saying.
19 to 24 for a 180 with 3 touchdowns. Whereas Kirk was 42 of 58, 509, 4 touchdowns.
And what you
told me
to say, if you throw the ball that many times, you're not going to win many games.
Sure. I think Tampa blew that thing, man. Oh, let's do our was it a choke test. Did Tampa choke last night? That's a hell yes for me, Jeffrey.
I mean, you are playing very well. You play extremely well on the defense to get in that position. And then you get the ball, you fumble it.
They didn't play well defensively. They made plays at
times. They played well on the drives prior to stop it. And then they get the ball back. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what the offensive coordinator was doing, but he just immediately, he was killing them inside the tackles. Now he decided, okay, I'm going to try this little off-the-edge thing, and they lost yardage in the first.
B's attacking. Good morning to the folks on the stream. Hope you weren't enjoying watching Brian because he just knocked his camera over. Yeah, dude, I was happy for the young man that scored the game-tying touchdown there late.
Been in the league 7 years.
Or the game-winning touchdown, pardon me, Hodge. You could tell how emotional he was in that interview afterwards.
He jumped on the fumble last week.
Right.
Then he scores one this week.
I thought that was really, really cool. Jeffrey, did the Bucs choke it away last night?
Yes, they did.
Correct. Landini, choke. That was choke city, man. There were some really curious decisions. Todd Bowles had one of the worst challenges I'd ever seen when he challenged the Kirk grounding call.
Yeah.
Who or what? What?
Somebody didn't tell him something because you can see him throw the ball.
and Atlanta recovered the fumble. So, like, even if you win the challenge and they rule it a fumble, Atlanta recovered it.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to accomplish there? It worked out for him. I do not understand Atlanta going for that. Where Kirk threw the pick, 4th and 15, deep in your own territory with 3 timeouts. Punt. You ended up using your timeouts to get the ball back because you got the sack there, but that was bizarre to me. It was a fun, entertaining game. The under did not get home whatsoever.
Who would bet the under?
I had a few people asking me that. My boy KB asked me that. He's like, you took the under, Kirk versus Baker? I sure damn did, KB.